Dave Bethel.
Hello.
Adam Burgess.
Hello.
Welcome to our little Radio Today audio boo. I'm hearing this evening that the audio delights are down to yourself.
They are indeed, yes, that's correct.
And we've been treated to four different decades of audio imaging.
Well, the very first thing I decided to do when they said they wanted four decades of it was go straight to Dallas and just kind of recapture the stuff that was on the air at the time. So I went to TM Studios in Dallas, were very gracious and gave us a bunch of different jingles, which was great.
And what makes each era of jingle sound of its era?
The style of music, the singers. Some of the 70s stuff, for example, sounds very comical now. But actually, I think it sounds brilliant and it's retro, but it's just of a time, I suppose.
And as with fashion, things tend to come round every 30 years or so. Do you think that's going to be the same with imaging?
Well, do you know what? In some ways, especially Tony Blackburn and people like that, he's gone for the Pam's jingles for his Radio 2 show. So I think definitely if you're going retro on a radio show, you should definitely dig back through people's catalogues.
But would you not say that because he's of that era, he's producing something that is unique to him and that sound that when he was, and I don't want to sound bad when I say this, but you know, when he was in his prime, when he was at it first time round, I mean, that was his sound, and so he's almost reliving that as to fit in with him, his image, I would guess, to a certain extent.
Yeah.
Do you think that there are two camps of presenters? Ones that get imaging and ones that just think they're the little linky things in the middle?
Whoa, that's a controversial question. Whoa, crikey, is that the time? Hello, do you know what? No, I think all presenters love imaging, some more than others.
That's, I think presenters are very much on our side with this stuff. It's actually probably some more of the programmers that, depending on the programmer's background, I've worked with a lot of very fantastic programmers and some have had a background in imaging, and when you get to work with them and they get it, it's fantastic. And some you have to educate a little bit because maybe they've come from a different line through to what they're doing. But presenters on the whole.
Yeah, I think presenters get imaging because it makes their life easier. It's there to make the music sound great, it's there to make the station sound great. So I think the presenters as a whole love imaging and get it. Some not so anarchy as others, me included, but you know, it's fine, you know, but I think they all, you know, appreciate it, yeah.
Well, thank you for making our evening sound that little bit more special this evening, and thanks very much for talking to Radio Today.
It's been a pleasure. I love Radio Today.
As do I.